We'll start with an injury update. Garrett Bowles, he was DMP today. Benny Fowler, DMP. He's in the protocol. Paxton Lynch, DMP. Bradley Roby, ankle, DMP. Langley, the same knee from last week, DMP. Tlaib is a vet day. Jamal Charles, a vet day, DMP. Darren Stewart, groin, limited. Damaris Thomas, hamstring, limited. Jeff Hiraman, shoulder, limited. And Von Miller, knee, limited. Questions?
Is there a concern about Roby or Von Miller status for Sunday?
No. Not at all.
Coach, obviously a different scheme than Buffalo runs now, but from playing them twice last year, how familiar are you with their personnel and how can that help this weekend?
Well, offensively, my first game against those guys, it was a good day for me. The second time, it was not. They rushed for, I think, 180 yards on us. So it's a offense that's built to run the football, you know, starting with Shady McCoy, obviously. He's a special, special runner with the football. Offense line-wise, it's a big, big physical line that's a nasty, aggressive group. The quarterback also poses a threat, you know, with his legs. Obviously, he's a passer first, but if the play breaks down, you know, his scramble ability is a concern.
What is it about your guys' rush defense, whether it's Joe's scheme, the guys buying in, mm-hmm. what has been so effective in your mind?
I think it's two parts. I think it's personnel driven with signing Pecco and getting bigger, and Gossa's obviously stepping up and playing well. It's also schematically driven. You know, how we are fitting a run now, it's different. Our linebackers are getting downhill faster, so it's taking the pressure off of the nose to 5-3 technique. So it's both.
You mentioned Gotsis. What's the biggest thing that you've seen him kind of grow, even from the time that you started here mm-hmm. until now? Because he's had a really strong start in the first time.
I think it's confidence. It's just playing more football. You know, he's obviously a talent. I mean, physically, I mean, he can do a lot of special things. He's a big man. It's just confidence, you know. Just believing you can do it, and that's where he is right now.
Vince, are there things that Tyrod does that you see are similar to what Dak did and that you guys game plan for with Dak?
I tell you what, the offenses that we played last week and playing this week is very, very similar. It's a run-first offense, you know, that throws quick passes. So, you know, so from our perspective, it should help us. You know, facing a run-first offense again, and with a quarterback that can scramble and do things with his legs. So, defensively, it's a very similar challenge than we faced last week with Dallas.
My source tells me Cliffs. Is this your birthday?
It is. Okay. Your source now, Cliffs. Yes.
How much of Twitter?
Okay.
I don't do Twitter.
I don't either.
There's a lot of bad information there.
I agree.
How much have you aged in the last 6 months? As a head coach?
I have not. You know, I have not. It's football, you know, and I have a great staff. I have a great football team. I have a motivated football team. So I'm enjoying it. I really am, you know. As far as the pressures of winning, that comes with the job. That comes, you know, as an assistant, as a coordinator, as a head coach, it's the same for me. It's just a football season that we're working hard to win games every day and every week. So for me, I'm having the time of my life. The stress is different? No, it's not. It's about winning, and you prepare all week to win a football game. You know, if you don't, you go back to the drawing board and prepare again. So this is my, I think, 15th season, you know, in this league. So it's no different.
The stress would be different if you weren't undefeated?
Absolutely it would be. Absolutely it would be.
Just checking.
You know, it would be the same for Mike McCoy or Joe Woods or any assistant coach, so it's no different from me.
You said back in March that to really appreciate what Trevor can do, you had really looked at the tape. How does the player you're watching now compare to that player you watched on tape?
I think Trevor is in complete control of the offense. I mean, his ball placement is excellent. The throw he made to Emmanuel on the first touchdown, that's a big-time throw, you know, with the right arc and the right pace on the ball. That's hard to do. So, you know, the more he plays, the better he's going to get. But in my opinion, he's in total control of our offense right now.
Dennis, do you know what you're going to do at left tackle?
We've got some options there. You know, we're going to explore them all.
Would you share them?
I won't.
How much will we see Devontae Booker, if at all?
I'm not sure. You know, it's a long week of practice. This is his second week back. He has to get in football shape, you know, so we can put him out there and feel good about him. So I'm not sure.
Any concern about ball security coming back from a wrist?
Not at all.
Coach, what do you think the Bills' pass rush has been successful in these first, especially last week?
Well, they have good players. You know, they've got three Pro Bowl players in the front four. You know, this is probably the best front seven that we've seen all year, you know, including the preseason. So it's going to be a true challenge for us. Right now, they rank third in the league. You know, only allowing I think 264 yards a game. So that's big time. They're top 10 in run and pass defense right now. It's a real defense that we're facing. So it's going to be a challenge to block the front. If we can do that, we can have some success.
This lines up as a potential trap game, what they call a trap game. You mm-hmm. have a game next week.
Right.
Come off a big game. Have you talked to your team? Any concerns on that?
No, because it's the NFL. It's a hard league. So to say it's a trap game in this league, that's disrespectful, you know, to your opponent. So, you know, I don't think it's, you know, it exists in this league, you know, to have a trap game. You know, every team you play have great players. Again, that front seven has three Pro Bowl players. They're third in defense right now, you know. LeSean McCoy is a great player. So, I mean, trap game, no. We don't see it as that. You know, we see it as we have success to do more, you know, to work harder, to study harder, you know, to recovery harder. So as we move along here, we want to increase what we're doing, not decrease it.
They had double-digit tackles for losses on Sunday in Carolina.
Sure.
So
yeah.
They had the talent, but what are they doing schematically that's different, that's mm-hmm. allowing them to unleash those front guys?
Well, the head coach is a defensive guy. He's got Leslie Frazier with him over there. So it's a well-coached defense. It's a multiple look defense. They pose a lot of problems in protections, and obviously, again, with the front seven stopping the run game like they have, you know, they're going to force it to be one dimensional. Now the pass rush takes over. You know, it's our formula on defense. So again, it's going to be a great challenge for our offense.
You go back east for an early game. Do you leave on Friday? Saturday give you enough time? How do you plan?
We're leaving Friday, and it's simply because we don't want to lose our Saturday. You know, when you travel on Saturday, you kind of lose some of your Saturday morning. So our Saturdays are huge around here. Obviously, it's a full practice for us, and it's a couple hours of meetings. So we want to keep our Saturday, you know, pretty normal.
Where do you do that?
Where do we do it?
You just do it somewhere in Buffalo then?
Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
And not tell me where, but you'd have to do it on site then there?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Vince, what makes CJ such a candidate to be a workhorse in your
life? CJ?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, his body type as a runner. I mean, he's a short, compact runner that can break tackles, you know. He presents a small tackle surface. You tackle him high, you go over the top. You tackle him low, he bounces off. So he's a perfect body type, in my opinion, to be a first, second, third down back for us.
Vince, did you see the shot that Nolan Brown got in on Vaughn that some people were calling a cheap shot?
Yeah, I saw it.
Your thoughts on that? I mean, is that something you take to the league?
It wasn't called. I'm okay with it.
With the offensive line, you're very happy with the rush, but not the pass protection, not mm-hmm. what you want it.
Right.
With the Bills' front seven being so strong, how do you game plan for that? Maybe make you aware that is kind of one of your
focuses. We have to help our guys, you know, versus their special rushers. And again, you know, every team's got them, so that's not going to change. You know, every team's got a couple rushers, so we have to do a good job of helping our tackles versus these special rushers. And that's every week, you know. Every team has the same issues with these rushers in this league.
Two more for the coach.
Have you found yourself looking at any Broncos putting us here to prepare for their offense? And if so, is that a little strange?
No, I was with Coop for 3 years in Houston, so I've seen it enough.
Anything else? Okay.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your day.